Hello, folks, and welcome to Lost in Translation, the Pura Vida edition, where we're going to dive into the hilarious, sometimes embarrassing, but always rewarding journey of learning Spanish in Costa Rica. My name is Skip, and if you've ever accidentally told a Tico that you're pregnant when you meant to say you're embarrassed, you are in the right place. We've all done it. Embarazada. So you've landed in Costa Rica, ready to embrace the Pura Vida lifestyle. You've got your gallo pinto, your flip-flops, and a deep desire to blend in like a local. But then it happens. You confidently stroll into a soda, smile at the waiter, and say, hola, quiero pollo con arroz y un juego de zapato. Juego de zapato, shoe juice. And the waiter just stares at you. Yeah, my friend, welcome to your early days of Spanish. At first, your conversations are going to consist of 80% smiling and maybe 20%, if you're lucky, desperately hoping context clues will save you. Ticos are very friendly, so when they say, todo bien, mai, you just nod and reply with the classic, si, si, todo bien, even though you have no freaking idea what they just said. Well, a few days in, you're feeling cocky. You know, gracias pura vida and the una cerveza, por favor. So you take the leap and try a full sentence. Maybe you meant to say, estoy cansado. I'm tired. But instead you say, estoy casado. I'm married. Cansado, casado. I'm tired. I'm married, respectively. Now, Juan at the fruit stand is congratulating you, and you're too deep in the lie to back out. The good news, you're improving. The bad news, now Ticos think you actually understand them. So they go full speed. They talk, and they talk like you're a Tico. But you stand there like a deer in the headlights, whispering to yourself, Dios mío, okay? Well, one day you're at a cafe sipping your cafecito when the barista asks you, ¿Quiere azúcar? Without even thinking, you reply, no gracias, prefiero negro. Wait a minute, did you just understand Spanish? Well, that, my friends, is the magic moment. The first time you reply without panicking, when your brain starts making the connections, when poco a poco, little by little, you stop translating in your head and you just get it. Well, listen, learning Spanish in Costa Rica is a wild ride full of misunderstandings, laughing at yourself and others laughing at you, and moments where you wonder if your brain is actually capable of new information. But trust me, one day you're going to wake up, order your coffee like a pro, joke with a Tico, and realize you're not just learning a language, you're living it. So keep going, keep laughing, and remember, when in doubt, just say Pura Vida and smile. Hey, folks, that's it for today. If you've got a funny Spanish learning story, send it my way at CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com. CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com. I want to hear your funny stories about learning Spanish. Until next time, nos vemos. Hasta luego.